Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
A steward is a manager. Notice, not an owner or a superintendent. Whether freeborn or slave, Joseph was a slave. Freeborn, but became a slave, still managing another person's goods and services. And it doesn't matter what bondage you're under or what you're going through in your heart, you can still be a good manager. People like to be, you know, use as an excuse what they're going through, but there's no excuse for a bad attitude.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for today's message, Stewardship 101. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis 39, verses 1 through 7.
David said it like this: hide the word in my heart, that it will change my behaviors, that I will not sin against you. The more words you have in your heart, the less you have a proclivity to do stuff that's wrong. And then the fourth one is the witness. And for us, the witness is sick. I label the witness as being Lazarus there at Bethany when Jesus went into their home. You see, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Mary represents the worship. She's intact. Martha represents the work. We'll get there in a moment. But Lazarus represents the witness. The witness. And he's in the room coughing. And I believe our witness is sick right now. When is the last time that you shared the gospel with someone who don't know Jesus? When is the last time you talked about what he did in your life? Not what he's going to do in their lives. What did he do in your life? The witness doesn't have to be deep. Actually, you only testify of what you've seen and what you've realized. You don't have to be a super evangelist to have a witness. Just tell me what he did in you. That witness is so powerful, it can change lives. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, by the word of our witness, our testimony. That's the testimony, the witness. You overcome when you testify. And last but not least, the work. Martha was in the house, she just missed it. You're working when you should get the word. And many of us are distracted thinking we're busy for God when you should be under the word. All minstrels should be under the word. All minstrels should be under the word. All minstrels should be under the word, not in the foyer, not playing games, not on cell phones, not doing any of that. There's a realignment that's taking place because all minstrels, not musicians, should be under the word. Even if I say what I say and it bothers you, it means there's not enough word in you. Because it should be natural for the minstrel to be under the word. Some prophecies can't go forth until the minstrel is in place. Bring me the minstrel. And as the minstrel is playing, not the musician, the minstrel, it activates the word that's being preached. And you need the word in you to cot sync with the minstrel or the messenger of the word that's preaching the word. Your music has to tie to my voice. And if it's not there, we're going to miss the prophetic moment. And I missed it too much. We're not missing it anymore. Can somebody say amen? So we need to be stewards over the people. Stewards over the people. Stewards over the people. Like Paul is a steward over Timothy. He didn't have to go down to Timothy's church. He sent him a letter. His job is the mentor, the pastor. And let the pastor take care of the people. How well do we manage others? How do we develop others? In this season, we need feedback. If you're not open to feedback, you're not managing well. Even on your job, if you don't like feedback, you're not going to. I guarantee you, if you had them to write secretly, put it in a slot, what do they think about your managerial or your managerial skills or how well you do? You may be shocked with what they say if you're not used to feedback. You may be shocked when they start talking about your attitude. Some of you don't care. That's why you would step away from it. But I care. I care. And I'm open to it. I'm open to feedback. Every leader has to be open to feedback in this season. We're in blind spots. We can't see it all. Haven't you heard? Haven't you seen that we have to work through barriers, like we have to work through cyber? We have people are looking at me from the internet. They can't feel what I'm saying through the internet. They got to trust that what I'm saying is true, and I got to reach through cyber to touch them. That's a barrier. And when they come here, we must make sure there's a true connection. Ooh, Holy Ghost is still working, but we got to understand that there are barriers. Barnabas was a mentor for Paul. Luke was his writer, a physician that left his profession so he can become a writer for Paul. Think about the doctors throwing down his profession to become a writer for Paul. Some of you couldn't even handle that. You can't handle the transition. That God may not want you to be professional forever. He may want you to shift and change. You may be a better writer for him than you was a physician for others. To record. He didn't write to the world. Mark is written to the world. John is written to the world. Mark is written to the Romans. Luke is written to the Greek. Matthew is written to the Jews. But guess what, man? You got to understand, Luke writes to one, the great Theophilus. The most excellent. He writes to one. Hallelujah. Everything that he writes is to one person. He's so detailed to write to that one. And sometimes God wants you to stop dealing with the masses and transition to deal with that one. Because if you can get the most excellent Theophilus to join with you, he will reach the masses. Ooh, help me, Lord. Be a good steward over people. Secondly, be a good steward over the order. A steward over order. From the very beginning of creation, God instructed humans to have and take dominion. To take charge over his creation. Now, if you're wearing, how many wearing perfume today? Go ahead, show me, wearing perfume. Or cologne, let's just say cologne. Okay, man, you know you don't wear perfume. But you're wearing cologne, some type of good smelly sauce. Right? Did you know that it really starts with a wood or a floral or a fruit or an herb? It comes from the natural world. The essence comes out of Morocco. It comes out of North Africa. And perfume homes or houses are able to take that natural stuff and take dominion over it. And then squeeze the juice out of it and prepare perfume for you. This is how we take dominion. The raw material would mean nothing. The orange blossom would mean nothing. The patchouli would mean nothing. The grapefruit would mean nothing by itself. But they're able to take them all and squeeze them until it comes into what we call order, or the oil to be released so you can have the good smelly sauce. So they took dominion over the oils. They took dominion over the fruits and the florals and the herbs and put it in a bottle so you can enjoy it. Glory to God. And God wants to take dominion over your time, your talent, and your energy and squeeze it into a tight. Ah. Your time alone, your talent alone, and your energy alone would mean nothing, but he takes it all and takes dominion over it and squeezes it into a tight to help the work. And if you give the tithe, he blesses you. Can somebody say amen? Amen. He He takes all of the wars of America around the world, world wars, and puts it into teaching and training, dominion over it, so he can teach and train soldiers and one soldier how to survive and to be the best that they can be on the battlefield. This is how we take dominion, history, time, talent, and energy, family, finance, and faith, and put it all tied to you and teach you how to be the best soldier in the army of God that you can be. From the history of our forefathers, even to now, from the Martin Luther Kings, glory to God, and the Abraham Lincolns, and everybody that came in slave ships, God takes it all and downloads the information into a Merton Clark that I can speak modern day prophet to this generation about the good things that God wants to do now. God wants to take dominion over his creation, and that's why he created Adam. And he created Eve. And he said, I want you to be fruitful and I want you to multiply. Take dominion. In other words, if you don't multiply, the world that I created naturally will start turning wild. So Adam was given the ability to name every creature, to bring order to the natural world, from the giraffe to the alligator. So the giraffe would know you're not supposed to be crawling around on your belly. You're supposed to walk and you're supposed to feed from the top of trees. From the fowl of the air to the insect. You're not supposed to be slithering around like a leech. If you're an eagle, you're supposed to fly to the highest height and even nest in the mountains. And you can't look at my barbecue and swoop down on my barbecue because you didn't want to kill and eat. You may get a free meal, but you don't see the hot coals on the underside that you're going to take back into your nest when you steal my stuff. That's why you don't steal another man's anointing. You don't know the process that he had to go through or that she has to go through to get that. You got to find your own voice. You may get a free meal, but it will burn your nest when you bring it home. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. And I come against copycats in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I speak faith to the genuine and the authentic in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise for raising up, hallelujah, designer originals. Come on, give him praise right there. I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Woo, Jesus. He commanded man to be fruitful and to multiply. As an extension of the stewardship of order. To be fruitful and multiply as an extension of this stewardship of order. You mean God wants the earth to be in order? Absolutely. Every year you can count on it. Four seasons, at least four seasons, naturally. Because the earth is in order. And you want to remain the same? You don't know how to flow with a winter season? You better put your coat on. Stop acting like it's summer when it's winter. Flow with God. Bring order to it. Thank you, Lord. God wanted them to take care of and provide for Eden. Notice he gave Adam one job, to dress it and to keep it, to dress it and to keep it, to dress it and to keep it. And he said, I need that routine propagated throughout the world. Be fruitful and multiply. Dress it and keep it. Dress it and keep it. Maintain the order. Dress it and keep it. You can't say, I did it. I sent an email. I did, and you don't do it twice. You dress it and keep it continually. That's the responsibility. You want the influence, but you got to deal with the responsibility. Thank you, Lord. In the New Testament, the Greek word, I found it out, the Greek word for stewardship is similar to what we talked about a little earlier. A steward is a manager. Notice, not an owner or a superintendent. A superintendent. whether freeborn or slave. Joseph was a slave, freeborn, but became a slave, still managing another person's goods and services. It doesn't matter what bondage you're under or what you're going through in your heart, you can still be a good manager. People like to be, you know, use as an excuse what they're going through, but there's no excuse for a bad attitude. No excuse. Joseph had every reason to be. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that even his ankles were hurt with fetters. He had scars on his ankles. He walked all the way from that pit with fetters on his ankles, with no moisturizer, and it hurt him. You want to be Zaphnath-Paneah, but no scarring? Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. God, take away this thorn in my flesh. No, I'm not. My grace is sufficient for you, for in your weakness, I'm made strong. And everybody that walks or strives for the mastery must do it with excellence. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but you an incorruptible crown. And after I beat my body, bring it under subjection, I don't want to be a castaway. While in the transitional zone to pass the baton to the next generation, you got to be close enough to me to catch it, but not overrun me. You want the baton, but you don't know what it costs to carry it. Whoever stands in this position after I'm gone, are you going to watch over God's people? Criticize every preacher because you see stuff? When you stand in the position and you watch over souls, you'll begin to understand the gravity of the moment. You never have that responsibility. You will never understand the influence that comes with it, and the responsibility for the influence that comes with it, and the responsibility for the influence that comes with it through the third power. I remember years ago, I put the church on a fast, as my forefathers did, from 6 to 6. Some people were working in the sun. I didn't have the wisdom. I told them they could drink. And I got a call from my youth pastor at the time, who told me my blood sugars dropped in the 40s, and it was around 5 o'clock. My blood sugars dropped in the 40s, and I'm shaking, sir. What should I do? And I can tell this is an engineer. He was so submitted at the moment to me as a leader that he was asking me when his life is weighing in the balance. Now, some of you, that's stupid. You don't even understand. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to believers. I'm talking to people who understand what I'm talking about. When you're in the kingdom, people trust you when you have influence. When God gives you that kind of ability, what do you do with it? Do you raise money off of it? I was in my 30s. I said, man, please run and get something to eat and follow your diabetic diet. And I realized the gravity of the moment. I have the responsibility to put the church on the fast, but I also have the responsibility to manage the influence that comes with it. Because he believed me. I was with my mama at the time, and I started crying. She said, what's wrong? I said, you're not going to believe this. I believe if I say, you can make it, it's one more hour, he would have tried. I don't want blood on my hand. When God gives you authority, manage it well. Followers of Jesus, you inherit granted authority. You didn't earn it. Automatically, when you join with him, he gives you a certain amount of authority. These signs will follow them which believe in my name. You don't even have to earn it. Just because because you associate with him, but be wise with that authority. You never curse people. You always go against the principality and the power that's manipulating the people. You never curse groups of people. Jesus didn't do it. And I don't care what authority you think you got. You need to remember, if it's an inherited authority through his name, not innate. That's why we got too much pride in the house of God and not enough humility. Nobody earns that kind of authority to be a man or a woman who can lock life up. I give you keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound. But whatever you lose will be loose. You don't bind peoples. You bind systems that hold people in bondage. You come against the principality of the power and the puppet master who's manipulating people. Be a good steward over the anointing that God has given you. Ooh, Jesus. And Joseph was a prime example of that. Glory to God. And like Joseph, as I close, we have responsibility to manage well. But our responsibility is much broader than our family or our home. Our responsibility extends beyond our families and our homes. To the household of faith, our church, and God's creation as well. Notice, if Adam didn't put order in the world by naming all of the animals, they would have been blending with each other. But all lions need to be a part of a tribe or a pride, and all wolves need to be a part of a pack, and all ducks need to quack. And if you won't be with the ducks, then quack. But if you're an eagle, you need to rise higher than the ducks. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Because without order, God's creation will go wild. And if you don't have stewardship in your life, listen to me, your stuff is wild. It's wild. Notice, even when God made a woman for the man, he says, I need to make one comparable to him. Because he's searching for companionship even among the wild. He's searching for companionship even among the wild. So a bear is there, okay, I'll lay with you. And tomorrow will be a tiger. And then I'd like an eagle with me tomorrow, looking for companionship among the wild. He says, I must make someone compatible to him to keep him right. And when there's lack in your life, you'll start searching for wild. That's why you need someone comparable to you, where you don't have to search for the wild, the beast in it, the beast in her, the beast in him. Ooh, I'm preaching. Woo! Come on, Ric Flair. Woo! Y'all feel me? A man will seek for the wild if he don't have comparable. Thank you, Lord. You're not supposed to find your love in the animal kingdom. Ooh, I'm preaching, man. And he said, with the first one I created, if I don't do something, he'll cohabit with these beasts. Thank you, Lord. And that's why when man fell, things went chaotic. And what he does now is tries to establish order in our world through stewardship. And as we deal with this unfolding revelation all month long, you're going to begin to understand, because I got to lay it. You're not, but as you're the manager, it's chaotic without stewardship. But as you approach it with this mindset, you'll be able to do what God has called you to do. And stop saying he's trying to take something from you. He's not trying to take anything. He owns it. What he's trying to do is get the wild out of it. These tares and this wheat that's growing up at the same time. These weeds in your field. Because you didn't have stewardship over the field last year. The best time to sow is 20 years ago. Second best time is right now. You're receiving the harvest of your sowing last year. You want to change the harvest? Start sowing now.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Stewardship 101, log into our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-0611. That's reference number 2202-0611. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku.
Ladies, Awaken is headed to the Woman Thou Art Loose Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on September 22nd through the 24th. Space is limited, and if you are interested in traveling with us, email awaken@truthreveal.org by Sunday, May 15th. And ladies, don't forget to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School. Abishai Inspired Men, join Bishop Clark and special guests live or in person for Men's Fellowship on Saturday, May 14th at 9 a.m. Ministers Enrichment Training will take place Sunday, May 15th at 6 p.m. in the sanctuary. Contact Elder Toby Hubbard for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fish and Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.